Good afternoon. Eduardo already shared with you, as well as Scott, our growth plan for 2009. And I will walk you and talk to you about how we are planning to achieve this organic growth for this challenging year. As you know, the economic environment in Mexico, as well as in the other part of the world, is not easily on the real estate, with shopping centers suffering from a drop on their occupancy rate. In order to try to offset this situation, we're focusing on projects that either we are going to be standing alone or that we're going to develop with them with proven developers that will guarantee us a high occupancy rate. Let me make you a comment here that in order to build our stores, we don't give any payments in advance. So the construction companies that work for us, they have to get their own financing. Let me show you how it was for us in 2008 regarding our expansion plan. As you can see, the growth last year was fueled by Bodega Aurrera, Supercenter, and Sam's being the big boxes, while we maintained the growth for the other formats. We expanded our presence to 224 cities, so that represented a 24% growth over the 179 cities that we had presence in for 2007. We fulfilled our promise from a year ago to roll out the Bodega Aurrera Express. We promised 60 units, and we delivered 63. And in addition to that, we opened a distribution center in Culiacán, Sinaloa, incorporating it to our logistics network to support the growth for the coming years. Many of you visited the stores yesterday and today in the morning, and the only format that you did not have the opportunity to visit was Mi Bodega Aurrera, and that's basically that for logistics reasons that the closest would be too far away regarding time. One of our strengths is that we have a multi-format business, as Scott mentioned. But one of our biggest strengths is not only the multi-format, but the multi-prototype that we have for each one of the formats. On this graph that I want to show you, here it shows how we market a supercenter. We go on the supercenter from populations from 80,000 people to bigger cities. And there we have basically three formats. We have a Proto 90, a Proto 112, and a Proto 144. Okay. Basically, we use the bigger formats for the bigger cities, and basically the 90 for very small or cities with a small population. In the case of Bodega Aurrera, that you visited yesterday, the one that you visited yesterday, is very close to the actual prototype size that we have on the bigger format. That one is targeted towards populations over 60,000 people, but yet we have another format that is smaller than that, and that's we call it a Pro 36, and that targets to a population between 45,000 and 65,000 people. The format that you did not get to visit is Mi Bodega Aurrera. That one is a prototype that the box has over 18,000 square feet, and it's targeted towards rural areas. The Bodega Aurrera Express is the one that you saw the video about. It's guided towards proximity and delivers some of the convenience to our customers. And there we're looking at boxes between 4,500 and 7,000 square feet, mainly in urban cities. For the Sam's Club, we have three prototypes. We have the 78, the 103, and the 125. And the characteristic of the Sam's Club is that it's the format that we have that it's scalable. So we can build a 75 and a 78 and then grow it to be a 103, or build a 103 and then have it become a 125 with a quite low investment. Superama, we have two prototypes, and that the format is basically targeted towards the high-income areas with a high density. In the case of the restaurants, we grow with two brands, Porton and Vips, as a good complement of our self-service business or by standing alone. In the case of Suburbia, the apparel store, we have one prototype only. We're working on developing some others to part of to fuel the growth for that business. Our potential for growth is big. As you can see on this slide, according to the ANTAD, which is a national association for self-service and department stores, there is still a big part of the market on the informality, and basically towards the populations that we are targeting. As you can see, in the populations with concentration over 500,000, the formal market is below 38%. And in the cities that with less of 100,000 inhabitants, the formal market drops to less than 25%. So once again, our multi-format availability and our logistics network give us a good leverage to capture this opportunity. We are committed to maintain our profitable growth, and we will keep resourcing the projects in our pipeline. We have a pipeline right now that is close to 500 projects that is between what we're analyzing, what we have on the process for the following years, and what we're going to deliver for this coming year. We have big challenges in the real estate environment, as I told you, and we're very well positioned to face it. We have incorporated processes such as prefabricated structures to reduce the construction time in each of the formats. Last year, we were able to reduce quite like 6%, 7% our construction time for the big formats. So that was quite a good accomplishment. And as part of our continuous improvement process in the big format boxes, we have reduced service areas. And I mean by service areas those where the customers do not have access, improving with our sales floor productivity. And this translates also into less space of that we have to cool with we have to cool less space with air conditioner, but also we have either to lease less land or purchase less land. On the other hand, we have the discipline in place for the process to allow us to quicker incorporate updates in the newer units and reduce the expense involved in the change orders while the stores are under construction. So this allows us to be updated. The sustainability as part of the continuous of the process is a key part for us, and it's a priority. And not only because of the social responsibility that we have as a company, but also by the savings that it generates. We have incorporated sustainable measures that despite the increase that this represents, because the investment that we're going to have on sustainable is close to 6/10 of the capex that we have for organic growth. But despite that additional cost that we have, the payback for those projects are within less than 3 years. For 2009, we're working a lot on the cost, as Eduardo mentioned. In the last months, looking at the challenges that we were going to be facing, we have got together and with different landlords, developers, vendors, and came up with partnerships. And we were able to reduce almost by 4% our capex just by looking at different things, on doing it on a different way to get these savings. So we believe that we're going to be able, with a less capex, to deliver a pretty good amount of stores for this year. I can assure you that we have the internal talent and the resources to continue with the profitable expansion. Thank you. Now I leave you with Raúl Argüelles.